السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are now recording. So, the tense, the past tense verb is always fatha, which is called مبني على الفتحة. ما شاء الله. مبني على الفتحة. So the past tense is always مبني على الفتحة. How about the present tense? It's not مبني. Okay? It changes. So is مرفوع. Yes, مرفوع. If you go back to the rules table that I gave to you, the verb chart.
Yeah.
If you look at the verb chart, you see these things, مرفوع. And how about the subject? Which is الفاعل. How about the subject, which is الفاعل? Same like you did in your homework. الفاعل is what? Go ahead. الفاعل is what? Please, come over here. الفاعل is what? مرفوع. Right? الفاعل مرفوع. And the object, which is المفعول به, المفعول به, المفعول به, is منصوب. Okay. This is the default case. That's a what?
Default
case. Okay. It could be different. All right. So now these rules. Okay. We'll apply them today. If we take the example, what we have, Lena didn't show up, so there's no copy. So I'll just put them on the board. Looks like she's substituting. Okay. زرع الفلاح الشجرة. زرع الفلاح الشجرة. Okay. All right. What do we put on the عين here? What goes on to the عين? زرع is what? Planted. Planted. In the past tense, right? So, what do we put on زرع?
فتحة.
How did you find out? Yes, the rule is over there. Got it? Which you have them in the verb chart. If you look at the verb chart, okay? Noun grammar, verb grammar chart. Okay, you look at these boxes, okay, it shows you the verb grammar. Okay, all right, so now what we put on الفلاح. الفلاح is the farmer planted, so what do we put on الفلاح, which is the subject, which is the فاعل? You know what فاعل is? فاعل means he did. Okay? So the word is the one who's doing. فاعل is the one who's doing. مفعول به is the one who's being done to. The one who's being done to. You got that? Okay. So So what do we put on the top if الفلاح? الفلاح هو الفلاحي الفلاحة ها which one الفلاح do you agree with her
yes
ها huh?
yes
how about you you agree based on what rule let's pick from the board so that it's easier for you based on what rule rule 1 2 3 or 4 let's call the 1 2 3 and 4 Which rule would be following? The
fourth one.
Al-Fallah is the one who's doing. So he's al-fa'al. The one who's doing. Al-fa'al, subject.
Third one?
Yes, so it's marfu'. So what is the... How do we show marfu' on the word al-Fallah? You need to go to the table that shows... the noun chart. And there's a table on the bottom. Now in the chart, there is a table on the bottom.
Noun?
Yes, there is a table on the bottom. And this table, now, this table here, let me see the table. Okay, the table. Now, al-fallah, the farmer, is it single? Single noun? It's a noun, right? Or a verb? Fallah, farmer. It's a noun. Okay? Now, al-fallah, okay, is a single name, double name, or plural name?
Single.
So go to the chart and say for single names, single name is a mufrad. Single name is a mufrad. For single names, what is the, what? How do we show marfu'? Huh?
Dhamma.
How did you figure it out? That's right. How did you figure it out? This one, Dhamma. That's right. That's, huh? You don't have it?
No.
Okay. I'll just let you borrow mine for this time, and then you go online and print it out. Okay, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, just go ahead and sit by her. Sit by her here and she will show you. Okay. So, we said Zara'a Al-Fallahu Now, Al-Shajara Is it the doer, the one who did? Is it the verb or the subject or the object?
Object.
What is object in Arabic? Maf'ul bihi, right?
Maf'ul bihi.
From in the verb chart, maf'ul bihi is what? It's either the verb or chart or this, these rules here. Go ahead.
Oh, what? No, what?
The verb chart?
I think it's the other one. I think it's this.
Yeah, I don't really have it in my stuff because it's in another. It's with the FBI, so I don't really have any.
Okay.
Yes. So I don't. But they're gonna give it back, but I don't know when.
Just go online and print it out. It's available there.
It's just
Okay, so زرع الفلاح okay, الشجرة is it? It's what according to rule number what here? Rule number four. So according to rule number four, then زرع الشجرة it goes to be what? منصوب the object. So المفعول به what? منصوب Now, how do you show that shajara is mansub? What is the relevant tashkil? If it is a shajara and it's mansub, which is rule number 4 here, okay? Which you have also in your binder, but I'm just putting it on the board. So, a shajara, is it single noun, double, or plural?
Single.
Single noun, right? Shajara is what?
One.
One tree. One tree. You got it? One tree. And so a shajara is a noun. Now, is it mufrad, double, or plural again? A shajara, the tree.
It's singular.
Singular, that's right. Singular name in Arabic is called?
Mufrad.
That's right. For mufrad nouns, for mufrad nouns, go to this table, go to the table, and find out, and from in the noun chart, find out what would be, how do we show that a singular noun is mansub? Huh? Huh? Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra? Look at the chart. Where is the chart?
This is the chart?
The verb, the noun chart.
Oh, this one.
Yes. Huh?
So what are we looking for? Singular?
Singular, yes. Go ahead.
Mufrad?
Yes. Yes. Mansub.
Mansub.
So, mansub is what? How do we show the mansub?
Show it by saying...
By putting what?
Kasra.
No, mufrad. Mufrad. Noun.
Oh.
Mansub. Huh? Fatha, that's right. Everyone sees why it's Fatha? It's Fatha, that's right. Where's Fatha? That's right. Where's Fatha? What's Fatha? Okay, good. Okay. All right. Do we say a shajarata or a shajaratan?
A shajarata.
A shajarata or a shajaratan? So, this one, is it? Is it a shajarata or a shajaratan? Is it tanween or not tanween?
It's not tanween.
It's not tanween, that's right. Why?
Because it has the in the beginning.
Because it has the alif lam. MashaAllah.
Oh.
Okay. It is not tanween, so this is right. This is wrong. Because it has alif lam. Okay? Can't have tanween. Okay. So now, let's do the same thing. Let's convert this past tense into present tense. What do you do to convert the past tense to present tense? Instead of zara'a, it becomes Yazra. So this is past. Okay? And then present. This is past means Madi. And this is present, Hadir. Okay? So, and instead of Shajara, instead of zara'a, it's going to be... Your homework will say that. This is the word in the past. Convert it into present and do i'rab. So, hadir, or we say fi'l mudari'. And this one is fi'l madi. Okay, so here, okay, yazra الفلاح الشجرة. So, الفلاح and the شجرة are the same. Same. These two are the same. Same. إعراب. Same إعراب. Does it change from present tense into past tense? No. Subject is the same and object is the same. Got it?
Got it.
Okay? So we're not going to be bothered by them. Let's see what happens with يزرع. According to the verb chart, which is rule number 2. Rule number 2 here. According to the verb chart, what is the grammar, what is إعراب for the present tense verb فعل مضارع? Yes. مرفوع. فعل مضارع. مرفوع. Right? So, here is مرفوع بالضمة. يزرعوا. So, that one is... So, this one is مبني على الفتحة. And this is مرفوع بالضمة. مرفوع بالضمة means it has ضمة on it. يزرعه. It has ضمة. So okay. Okay. This is the I'm going to put the tashkil that does not change. Go ahead. Yeah. So za ra a and here yaz ra u. You see, the green tashkil is not subject to grammar. The green tashkil is part of the word. It's part of the word.
What does what does it say after subject over there? Number 3.
الفاعل.
الفاعل.
And then down مرفوع. Okay. Okay. All right. So now let's say, what if we just change a شجرة into شجرة. So this is one. Page one, this is page two.
Oh, isn't that page one?
Oh, the rules? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's make it page one. Doesn't hurt. And then page two.
And then three.
Page two. Okay, now let's do the, let's say, زرع الفلاح شجرته شجرة. So I'm going to say, زرع الفلاح شجرة. So same thing, زرع الفلاح شجرة. Now, here, شجرة, does it have تنوين or doesn't have تنوين? شجرة, does it have تنوين?
Sure.
Yes, why?
Because
there is no alif lam. So, it has تنوين. Does Tanween? Because there is no Alif Lam. Good. Okay, everything else is the same. Everything else is the same. Now let's do number four. Here. Fourth page, which is going to be about, okay, we're going to take this shajara and make it double. So, zara'a al-fallahu ash-shajja, and then question mark, ash-shajarata. الشجرة الشجرة So we have two possibilities here. We have either الشجرتان and we have الشجرة تاني. We have الشجرتان and we have الشجرتين. Which one will work? Let's look at the objects, which is the rule number four over there. Can you follow with her? Which is rule number four. Let's look at the object, which is rule number four. It says that the object or المفعول به is what?
Number four is...
It's right there. Mansoob. Right? Now, is Mansoob here? I had the choices of either Fatha or Kasra. We have the choices of either Fatha, Kasra, Fatha, Kasra. Dhamma. So here we said that the fatha is correct, not kasra, not dhamma. Now over there I have a shajaratan or a shajarataini. A shajara, how do we make a shajara? First of all, how do we make a shajara into shajaratan or shajaratain? How we make it singular into noun? I'm sorry, into double. Huh? So we have a shajara or a shajarata. We convert it into double by either adding alif noon, which is shajara taini, or ya noon. So, basically, the rule is to what? Add alif noon or ya noon to make al-mufrad, to make al-mufrad muthanna. Okay, so to make al-mufrad muthanna, what did we do? To make the mufrad muthanna, what do we do? Look at the noun chart. Look at the noun chart. Look at the noun chart. Yeah. How do we know? How do we make al-mufrad muthanna in the noun chart? Noun chart. Noun chart. Noun chart. Noun chart. How do we make the singular into double? Can you point out?
Singular into double.
Yes.
Double and singular.
No, this chart right here.
Oh, this.
Yes. How do we make the singular double? 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 That's right. How do we make the singular double? Okay. So the rule says, what do you do to make it a double? Either add what? Or? Or yeah. Now we wanna, so shajara, ash-shajarata becomes ash-shajaratani. Ash-shajarata becomes ash-shajaratani. Or ash-shajarataini. Which one? According to the chart or the table on the left down, according to this table, double. How do we show marfu'a? How do we show marfu'a for double?
Alif.
Marfu'a for double is? Alif. So it is what? It's alif noon. Marfu' for double is alif. Do you guys have a hard time following this table? Is the table giving you a hard time? So where do we go here? Muthanna, marfu', alif. That's right. How about if it's according to rule number 4? The object is mansub or marfu'. If the object is mansub, okay, and we said mansub is either shajaratayn or shajaratayn, so this one is the correct, this one is not. Okay? And then the other tashkil, zara'a al-fallahu. Ash-sha-ja-ra-tay-ni. The ground, the green tashkil is not subject to grammar. This is like natural that comes with the word and doesn't change. Okay, let's change that. What happens if I say zara al-fallahu shajarataini? زرع الفلاح شجرتين So here instead of الشجرتين it becomes what? شجرتين. Do we have tanween here? The answer is no. Why? Because it's double. It doesn't have tanween. So here, it doesn't have tanween. Have tanween. Because it is a double name. Double is muthanna. You got this part right? So, you here said, but this one has alif lam, this one doesn't have alif lam, should it have tanween? The answer is no. They are both identical. Okay. And then, the rest of the tashkil is natural with the word zara'a al-fallah Shajaratayni. So the green tashkil is what? The green tashkil. The green tashkil, it's not, it does not change. The green tashkil, it does not change. So it means that it's the same. It has nothing to do with grammar. It's the way the word is formed or is spelled. It's just a spelling thing. Okay. Let's convert this into present tense. So says zara'a, instead of zara'a is going to be what? Huh? And instead of zara'a it would be what? Huh? Yes. Instead of zara, it's yazra. It's yazra. So, if I say yazra'u, if you say yazra'u al-fallahu al-shajara, that I think I need to have more space here. Okay, now we're going to do page number 5. So, you will see that we did not introduce much change today from last time. So, this is a verb, this is a noun, and is fa'il, and this noun is maf'ul bihi. Nothing changes if it is past or present. The rule for this kind of verb, sentence that starts with verb, okay, is that if it is if it is a male, if it's a male, and instead of yazra, instead of zara'a, it becomes what? Zara'at. So, this is male. Let me put it on a table. This is male, and this is female. And instead of zara'a, it becomes what? Zara'at. Zara'a. Zara'at. Ah. So, how did you convert from male, the verb from male to female? Adding a ta. Okay? So, the rule would say that fa'ala becomes fa'alat. So, we use Okay. Fa'ala into fa'alat. So, by the way, we always use, in stating a rule, we always use fa'ala. It's like X. Okay? So, X becomes XT. So, basically, X here. Oh, I switched those. So, instead of X here, it becomes X and then ta. Okay? So X becomes X plus ta. Okay? Now, how do we make the zara, yasra, female? Yazra means yaf'al. Yaf'al. How do we convert it into female? How do we convert yazra or yaf'al into female version? Now, we do the ta at the beginning. Replace the ya with the ta. So that's tazra. Which is taf'al. Which is tazra yazra. Taf'al. Yaf'al. So what did we do here? We replaced the y, the ya, with what? That. So anytime I have a past tense verb and I ask you to get the female version, past tense, then you add the ta what?
X.
At the end. Oh. That's right. You add the ta at the end. However, if we want to make it, if it is present tense, if this is present tense, this is past, this is present. If it's a present tense, then you replace the ya with ta. Then you replace the ya with ta. Got it? Okay, so let me quiz you quickly. Okay. If I say, we have 3 minutes. If I say, okay, nama, how do you convert nama, which is slept?
Is it past?
Yes, nama into female. Huh?
Nama.
Namat, that's right. How about akala? Huh? Akalat. How about shariba?
Sharibat.
All we need to do is just add the ta to make it a female. Now, that's for the past tense. For the present tense, how do we convert yazra into male? Into female, I'm sorry. Tazra. We replace the ya with ta. How about yashrab? Tashrab. How about Yanam?
Tanam.
You got it? Okay. So this, now you can get the female version. Now you can get the female version of this.
Are you gonna collect them now?
Yes. Thank you for reminding me. And you're dismissed.
I wanted to attend because I don't know if I did it right.
Okay. I'll give you...